Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm Crispy.
I'm Zap.
Are you a parent?
Are you a nerd?
Do you need a new group of friends?
Well, we got new episodes every week.
And you get to participate in all of our game segments. Our show, Super Dad Bros, is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Check us out on your drive to work.
In the shower.
Anytime. We're going to be there for you.
We are Super Dad Bros.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures Podcast. Woo! Tonight in our Boise studio, we have Boise. I'm not from here. I'm always going to say Boise with a Z. I try the other way and I don't like how it sounds. I'll just say it how I want. It's like soccer. It's not football here. Anyways, we have comedian Ian Yearsley with us tonight.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm from Boise and I'm from Boise and I say Boise most of the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right about there should be good.
Cool. So you Boise.
Lately, just because, not lately, it's really since like 2016 probably, or maybe even before that, but I've kind of tried to do Boise because I've been on stage doing stuff since then, and people really do get pissed
about it.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
Yeah, irritated. So what have you been doing on stage?
I was in a punk band when I was in high school and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What'd you play?
I did guitar and I sang in the band. I don't consider myself much of a singer, but nobody else would do it. You know, that's really all it was.
Hey, what's the vocal range you need for a punk?
It's kind of just whatever you can do. Just you got to be angry.
about it.
They're like low focus. I think probably the most prevalent is a more high voice, which I don't have.
Right.
But you know, you just kind of. I went through a lot of effects for my singing. I had a very heavy reverb on most all the time, and a lot of the time, like some kind of a slapback delay, or you know, like something like spacey or whatever. You know,
that's
like
cool.
I haven't done any. You know, I've been playing the uke for. I think I'm going on my third year now. But I haven't gotten in. I have an electric acoustic at home, but haven't gotten into like delays and things like that. I have a loop pedal and I have a little distortion pedal. And I was messing around with it today because I was getting into some songwriting with my instructor, and I think we're working on a reggae song, maybe 311 style or something
that.
Yeah.
Kind of new agey reggae.
Jeremy Nelson
stuff.
Will love that.
Yeah.
311.
Yeah. So, that's kind of the rhythm we're going with. And so it's pretty cool. Anyways, enough about me. Let's talk about you. So you first did
this
comedy.
This is crazy. Yeah.
March 11th.
March.
Yeah. March 11th.
Of this year.
And we're in June.
So what made
holy crap, dude.
What made you do that?
I've wanted to do stand up since I was like 8 years old.
What?
Legitimately. You know, like that really was like the age where I started to really think like I want to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Straight a stand up comedian straight up.
Wasn't and, fireman.
No. Yeah. What's funny is because of how young I was, the one before that was probably like rock star policeman,
right.
You know, like a combination of two things. Yeah. One of which I learned I very much don't want to be now, but you know, but
who'd want to be a rock star,
right? Yeah, I know.
So since you were eight, was there a comedian at that time where you're like, yeah, I want to be like him
or her?
trying to think if there. It's hard to remember stuff like that for me. But what I do remember is I watched a lot of Comedy Central Presents.
Yeah,
those 30-minute specials. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about those is they're like bad ones. You know.
Yeah.
Like they're not all good. So like it's not like watching HBO specials or whatever.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of like, you know, 40% crap comedy.
Yeah, I've seen and so some of those.
I kind of like there was a lot of stuff that I like didn't want to be like, and you know, like yeah. I don't remember anybody being like all time favorite. I remember seeing those so religiously, like I did. There were a lot of comedians that became big,
yeah,
a few years after that. I was like very aware of because of how often I would watch their Comedy Central present, like Pete Holmes. I remember.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was aware of him weirdly early, you know, like. For being an Idahoan that's not going to comedy clubs.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right, right. You know, like, sure, yeah.
Yeah. Now, at the time, were you in, because you're in, you live in Middleton?
Right. Currently, I live up, like, in the mountains. I live in Idaho City, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. I forgot.
Yeah, I live far, that, yeah. far away.
Wow.
An hour or so? 45 minutes?
From here, probably, like, 45.
That's
like
awesome,
that.
Though. Okay. Do you love it?
Yeah.
I thought you would.
Well, I grew up in Garden Valley for my like young childhood, and then Middleton for kind of like the later, you know, middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
But what
brings you to Idaho City?
Well, it was mostly just my girlfriend that I'm with right now. We live together, and it was just, and rent is incredibly cheap up there.
Yeah.
Like, I pay
is it like a
fraction
cabin?
Of what pretty much everyone else in a similar type of thing. No, it's like a, it's kind of a trailer type thing.
Okay.
You know, like, but it's like, you know, two bedrooms.
Wow.
I don't think like that matters these days.
No, I don't think it matters.
I've never really. I grew up in trailers. So did I.
Yeah.
And it's honestly a nicer trailer than I was in before. So I'm like, hey, moving on up, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Awesome. I never thought of that. Like, it's not that far from Boise to live
it's
in.
Not too far.
Yeah. Idaho City.
It's not crazy.
Was the snow bad? I mean, do you have to have a different vehicle to live out there?
The snow is pretty insane. I don't have a different
and you
vehicle.
Made
maybe
it?
I should. But I drive like a compact car. You know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
With just regular tires?
I had snow tires.
Oh,
but,
nice. That saves you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like essential for up there, I guess.
Yeah.
Like at least that.
Yeah.
I honestly thought about going chains.
Yeah. Like,
you know, that was
we did studs.
Yeah, studded snow
awesome.
Tires are great.
Is your girlfriend into comedy?
That's what's funny is she's not.
What?
Like, you know, like she doesn't like dislike comedy and she comes sometimes and has a great time, but
she's not.
Yeah, like when I'm like, let's watch a special, like she's like, no, I don't really want to. Like she's like, let's do a movie and when I fall asleep, you can watch a comedy special.
And,
wow. So March 11th, when you did your first open mic.
Yeah, what made you do it? I mean, to cut
well,
you
how
off.
How did you feel afterwards? How'd it go?
It went pretty well, I think. You know, like for a first time doing comedy, you know, I got laughs. I didn't completely bomb, which was like what I expected from how you know, from the podcasts and stuff I had heard before.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I did okay, and the weirdest thing is I posted a clip of that first.
Yeah.
Time ever doing it, and it got like 18,000 views.
What?
Wow! Is that the Instagram clip of my boss is an Uber driver?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
My boss is an app.
Is an app. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even do that joke anymore. I really like.
Yeah.
You know, that's like I always tell people that's the only time that joke ever did well.
Yeah.
It's like that one night.
Yeah.
And, oh yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I watched that one. 18,000 views, huh?
That's awesome.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like a fresh account. You know, like, so it didn't really even get any, like, initial traction with people I knew.
Yeah.
So then were you motivated to try again? I mean, were
I've been in, like, as about as consistent as I can be since then. Like, I go to pretty much every open mic.
Oh, that's
awesome. Today, I'm not doing that, the early mic at the Craft Brewers.
Okay,
but
you would have.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, just because I came from work to here pretty much, so I just kind of, but yeah, I go to just about all of them. I do.
And is there one every night?
No, Tuesdays there's not. Yeah, anybody Tuesdays. Out there, if you want to start an open mic, here are your days.
Yeah.
Tuesdays. Interesting. Friday, that one, I mean, there's always stuff going on Fridays. Yeah, so you're not, yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know if you should.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And then Sunday, there's one every other week. So.
Oh, okay.
That one's great, too. Nate
Is that
Ports.
The Edge?
Yeah, Edge Brewing.
Edge Brewing. Okay, we haven't been to that one.
It's fun. It's a, you know, it's like kind of a restaurant, so mm-hmm. You kind of get that unsuspecting crowd.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Can be a bad thing, but I honestly like the complete it's almost like the ultimate surprise. Yeah, like, yeah, like, you know, like, because that's what you want in a joke
up?
Is like
there's comedy
completely
too.
You know, taking them off guard, and if they weren't even expecting to see stand-up comedy, like, yeah, that's the ultimate form
like
of surprise
comedy. Wow.
Element of surprise or whatever.
Have you super bombed yet?
Yeah I've had a couple.
And how does that
couple
feel?
Bad bombs.
Do you go home to your girlfriend / whatever, and
yeah, I
you feel that?
I don't know. I don't think I feel it like other people do.
Really?
I feel it, you know, and like,
but it's, you
my,
know, it's
my line is always like, I always want to kill myself, you know, like that's like, why, like,
yeah,
it's not
like
things
is,
change all
this is
like,
a different
like,
day.
I'm always kind of real bummed out. No, but I'm not really. It's just,
yeah, but I mean, I feel like it is part of it.
I didn't really know. I don't know. I don't know how to describe how I felt about it, but I saw like a Norm Macdonald quote recently that was basically like, you know, bombing is almost like the ultimate joke because you the one thing you went there to do was make people laugh and you didn't do it.
Right.
Like, it's like that's almost the biggest joke, you know? And so it's like you kind of have to appreciate the bomb, I feel.
Yeah.
Like. You know, like it's like, all right, you know, like that's just what comedy is. It's like,
I feel
good
like
and
dead
bad.
Silence bombs would be.
I don't.
Would be
I haven't
rough.
Really had a. Yeah. I haven't had one where
like give me something.
There was nothing.
Like
at
I'm
all.
Trying.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
that'd be brutal.
And a lot of the time that I've had really really bad bombs, you can I'll get like one good laugh or something. Mm. You know, like I'll just I get really desperate when I saw you know like, yeah, like when there's on. Like nothing. I'm like, all right, well I'm pulling out all the stops. And
yeah, here's my one.
Most of the time I've gotten this that one
and you
where
feel
it's like
okay,
that
I
made
mean,
it
I won't
worth
kill
it to come here.
Tonight.
Yeah, yeah, not tonight. Yeah. That you know pearl handed revolver can remain in my desk drawer for one more night.
Right. Right.
So do you know how comedians are like something's wrong with me there's
some trauma
do you have that
yeah
pretty, how you do
pretty so. Big time yeah yeah no I've had a really you know I grew up in trailers and stuff and pretty gnarly poverty you know
oh,
like
wow.
Not like I don't know like it's like obviously tons of people in this country are struggling and I'm not trying to diminish any of that
of course
but I'm like I was pretty fucking poor, you know, like even among other people poor, like I felt like I was like, I'm kind of like, we're really scraping the, by like,
how many kids?
Just two, but it was like single mom and just got hit by the recession as hard as you can.
Yeah.
And it was just a long time. And, you know, I was like 5 years old when the recession kind of started, like, you know, people always say 2008, but it's like. It was getting going before, you know, like it's not like it happened out of nowhere, I guess. Yeah.
And she was supporting the two of you and.
Yeah, supporting the two of us. And my dad was, you know, not to call him out or nothing because we do talk, but he wasn't really paying his child support, you know. And like it was tough. We were out in Middleton just kind of because that was where we could go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And like, you know, we had family and stuff. Like, we kind of just had it built in. Like, all right, there's at least this. And we did that. But, you know, like, I honestly think probably most, I don't know what percentage, but most of the food I ate as a kid was from a food bank.
Oh, wow.
You know, free bread was pretty much just what bread was. You know, like, just that.
It
like,
was, it changed weekly.
Like, you know, and honestly, it's like, I was able to have a pretty normal life anyway, despite what was going on. But you know, it was, you know, it was different, you know?
And so you knew it was different. Like your friends weren't growing up the same.
Yeah. I could feel it. You know, like it was like, all right, like my mom did a really good job, like of, you know, I never looked super poor at school or anything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like she wasn't, you know, like I had a couple friends that were similar, and you know, like you kind of group up when you're like that. Yeah. But you know, sometimes they'd be dressed so bad, and I'm like, you know, just like it's not like,
like you didn't even try.
You don't have to worry. Yeah, like you can you do a little
jazz
something.
This up.
Yeah, like it's like.
I mean, you can go to the thrift store and find some name brand stuff. You grew up this way. I grew up.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
It sounds a little bit poorer than I was.
But you, yeah, you were poorer than me.
But yeah, we were. Yeah, we didn't have a lot. And there were three boys.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, all, we were all 4 years apart. And yeah, we were.
You were in a trailer.
Yeah, we lived in a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom trailer, like the luxuries of trailers. Yeah. But no,
it's like
I mean,
a triple,
you know,
wide, man.
Yeah, no, it was a double. It was a double. Yeah. But you know, I mean, it wasn't nice. I mean, the kitchen floor had like pipes had bursted under the trailer and rotted out the kitchen floor, and my dad just laid some particle board on top of there, you know.
No, we had a very similar.
Like, that's good.
Yeah.
We always referred to it as the poop fire. Yeah. But there was a big, our septic tank completely ruined our bathroom, essentially.
Oh,
and so it didn't like always, it wasn't always covered in shit or anything, but it was like, you know, like it had no carpet. It was just subfloor because we had to tear all of it out. And
I mean, we had a large van that had 2 seats up front and a sofa in the back, a regular house sofa.
This actually sounds awesome.
Just sideways.
It's illegal.
That's like some Pimp My Ride.
Yeah. Sofa in the back that we just took from the house.
Totally. No, it was funny. My mom and I ended up driving identical minivans. We got like similar, you know, like when I started driving, it was like, this is a cheap car. You know, like it was like, cool.
Yeah.
It was easy to get. It was a Chevy Venture. If anybody ever needs.
Wow.
You got like $900 and you need a minivan. Like,
I feel like you have endless potential for your comedy based on your past. Like, endless ways to draw from that.
Well, and the other thing is my dad, like, you know, as far as recent stuff, like, kind of my dad, like, all of a sudden when I was in high school, like 16, my dad, like, went to prison.
Jeez.
And you know, that's like a big part. You know, the poor thing, I feel like, is just kind of like a layer, you know. Like it's just like, all right, there's like some base level, but like the stuff that really is like, you know, I feel like relevant to like what, why I feel like I can do comedy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, is kind of like
stuff
my, and
like
it was
that.
Like he was one of those, he went in and out a couple times, just out. And
now, did,
you know,
your dad really meet Jake's dad in prison?
Yeah, totally.
That's real?
Crazy.
That's true.
Yeah, no, they really did. What's weird about it, like, you know, kind of what happened is I'm like, I just had seen Jake's comedy, and I talked, my dad and my mom are both very into comedy. They were split up when I was like 2, so always separate, but like they both have kind of similar tastes. You know, they were married at one point. Like, they have stuff in common. But, he's really into comedy, and I think I was just telling him one of Jake's jokes, like, and I was like, yeah, this, you know, he told a really funny joke. His name's Jake Martin, and he went, wait, is he like a, you know, like kind of wiry redhead,
he's
got a beard, and I was like, exactly, and he's like, yeah, it might be him. I'm like, it's fucking him.
Of
like,
course it's him.
No, it's a different Jake Martin that fits the description completely.
That's crazy.
Jeez. Now, have you ever been to prison?
No, I was always the one, I left at the right time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when illegal stuff was being done, I always got out of there.
Yeah.
I got just a little early. And
I gotta go.
And it almost seemed like I'm setting them up sometimes. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Like, right. Like,
you guys don't get it.
Like, I'm like, oh, I gotta go home.
Yeah,
and I really did, but, and I'd like leave, and then 10 minutes later, cops show up and whatever.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, no, my, yeah, I don't know. I was a bad kid, though, you know?
Like,
yeah.
One of the things you can do when you're that poor is, like, rehab. You know, like, I smoked, like, cigarettes and weed when I was, like, 12 years old. Was when I started, like, both. And I brought this up on Jake's podcast, too, but the first time I smoked weed, there was a Vicodin on it.
Oh, really?
I listened to that
podcast. I don't remember. No, maybe I vaguely remember it.
Yeah, no, that was the very first time I ever smoked weed. It also had Vicodin on it, which I don't know, actually.
What did that do?
I don't know if it did much. Drugs are, like, hard to even, like, interpret when you're that young.
Well, I smoked a joint one a long, I smoked a joint one back in like my 20s. After we were done smoking a joint one time, I was told that it was laced with crack. But I don't think I felt any differently. Okay. So you had, what'd you say, Valium?
It was a Vicodin.
Vicodin.
Yeah.
I don't know what Vicodin does.
It's like an opiate, right?
Yeah, oh,
I
think
so. Yeah. I never like got into Vicodin or anything. Yeah. It was like a, you know, a buddy of mine, like just, you know, he pulled me. Like aside, like it's kind of funny. I was like chosen to be a bad kid. Like it was weird. It felt like I was like it was like getting into the NSA or something where they kind of just like pick you, you know. Like it was like I was just hanging out and this friend of mine, he's still actually one of my best friends. You know, he and my other current best friend. Actually, I'll say his name, Jordan Alexander.
Okay.
He also does comedy. Wow. You know, we've been friends since third grade.
Oh,
but,
cool.
But we had kind of, you know, drifted apart.
Yeah.
And, but then, seventh grade, we, like, it was weird. I was just, like, in a class with Chris, and Chris, like, was just like, hey, you want to hang out after school? And, like, you know, we vaped, because, you know, it was, like, right when vapes were kind of coming out. Yeah, getting hot for the first time.
Yeah.
And then, we vaped, we smoked cigarettes, the weed and Vicodin thing happened. It was, you know, it was like I was being jumped into just being like kind of a burnouty middle schooler, you know, like, like nothing really cool. But
was
like,
that in Middleton?
No, it was in Middleton. Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Middleton. Yeah, it's so fucking boring.
There. You either have that or you go to the skate park. Or...
And that wasn't there yet.
Oh, it wasn't there yet.
Shit.
Yeah.
He grew up pre-skate park.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, I'm just
tipping
that
cows.
Old.
Did you ever tip a cow?
No, I've heard that's like alone. That's impossible.
Oh,
really? I read some. There was some paper or something where they were like.
My stepdad says he's tipped cows in Washington.
I wonder if it's like a little bit of a trip too.
Oh, you think?
Maybe there's like
lake sweep and a push.
Oh, poor cow.
I know. Yeah, poor cow. They're dumb.
A couple elbows in there too.
I know. Yeah, but I think you could do it yourself if you just get a run at it.
A fucking cow?
Yeah, maybe.
What are they, 1,000
Yeah,
pounds?
Maybe they didn't account for running and pushing, which
yeah,
they would, you know, like that would be a dumb mistake made.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I wouldn't do it. I feel bad for the cow.
Yeah.
If I was as a teenager, I'd be like, fuck the cow, you know, but now I'm like, oh, I kind of feel bad for the cow.
Yeah, we would just hang out in this, like, I don't know, I'm sure it's fine now to talk about, but we would hang out in this, like, kind of farmer's field that had like houses on it, like old abandoned houses, but we would just fuck those houses up.
I've seen those, like, you know, seen houses like that, and I'm wondering who fucks them up. It's
it's your local weed smoking middle schoolers,
like nowhere else to go. There was nowhere,
you just
right?
Go, I remember we found a bunch of jars.
Not in
once.
Middleton.
No,
found what jars?
Yeah, little tiny like canning jars.
Yeah,
and we just fucking chucking them, and they're hard to break because those are actually made really well. And like we were just throwing them as hard as we could, and there was like a big pile of broken jar by the end of it. And it's like, why'd we even do that?
Yeah,
you know, like right. I can see breaking a couple, but we broke like 45 jars. And just,
I mean, that's
you
all
know,
it was
like,
to do. Dude.
Yeah. Middleton pre skate park.
Well, and yeah, we had like a.
There was no recreation.
No.
We like had like a room shit. That we graffitied a lot. We called it the art room, but none of us were like art people, so it was all just really bad like stuff. But
in one of the abandoned places,
yeah, it was one of the abandoned
the
houses.
Art room?
Yeah, the art room was like the.
I wonder if it's still there. We can go on location.
It is.
Is it
one of the other people? I won't say his name, but he already got in trouble for it, and. He's my buddy, so I'll talk about it. But he burned that one down.
Oh, shit.
That house. It was an accident, but...
It happened.
He got, like, an arson charge
and
shit.
No.
Yeah. But we were so young. It's like, I'm sure it's not even a thing anymore.
Yeah.
But no more art room.
But, yeah, no, but, yeah, art room was gone. Kind of sucks.
Burned down the art room.
But, yeah, we just, I don't know, we were just... doing crazy shit.
I feel like growing up in Middleton, if you're not a farmer or something, I mean, what are you doing?
Well, yeah, you'd pass like other bad kids. Yeah. You know, like in that same field. Like you'd be like, oh, hey, what's up? Like they were leaving that one.
Yeah, like, we're burning the house down today.
Yeah, yeah, hey, watch out.
We're breaking 45 mason jars. Jeez.
Yeah, yeah, there's so much like,
oh God.
And like that's also where a lot of like weird high schoolers would hang out, you know, like people that just kind of were sort of outcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like not necessarily even like out there smoking weed or anything like that. It was just, you know, they'd have like an anime sweatshirt on. And like, I'm not fucking around. Like, and also anime is cool now. Yeah. I don't watch it, but it's cool, it seems. But, you know, that like 2012, it was pretty lame to be into anime in Middleton, Idaho.
They just walk by in the
But yeah, they would just be out there like listening to music and headbanging. And like, you're like, cool, what's up, man?
It's his own little world out in the abandoned farms of Middleton.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah, it was like a little shanty town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to find some shit to do when there's nothing.
Yeah, make something out of nothing.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then burn it down.
Burn that shit down to the ground. So you're hosting the Mad Swede, Mike, all of June?
Comedy in March and is now hosting all of June.
A month long.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Mike.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah, yeah. I honestly, like, I try not to think about
it. Okay,
you know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
think
I'm
about
like,
it enough to give us answers.
Well, yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, because I don't want to, like,
jinx yourself.
It wasn't. Yeah, yeah. I'll knock on some wood. But
we'll knock on wood.
It's real like, wood.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's teak.
Teak. Cut it myself.
Yeah, I did.
That's dope.
Out of a whole tree.
No, no, I didn't. Yeah,
with a chisel, just out of the tree. The tree's still there. Yeah, exactly. You just took the piece you needed.
It took two.
That'd be super
two
cool.
Planks.
Why did you do that, dude? That'd be so cool if we're like, this tree was massive.
Yeah.
It's missing a piece.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the thing. Why don't we just start at the top of the tree?
Next
Work
time.
Work our ways down. You know, yes. That's how, because I'm sure the tree can still do oxygen and shit.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I think I'm solving global warming.
You might
right
have.
You just, start at the,
a little bit.
We're always taking the whole tree all at once.
Yeah,
just take a little bit from the top every
the top.
Time you need some.
Yeah.
And the tree still grows.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine, so, probably. I think.
Everyone waits for him to die.
Yeah.
To chop him down. Or is that just for firewood?
That's firewood. Yeah.
You get the live trees for building houses.
I think so, yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I always wanted to take a, what is it, horticulture in high school?
Like, oh, yeah, you never did. Did they offer that in Middleton?
Yeah, they did. Actually, Middleton got the school burned down. So they had actually like
is that your friend as well?
Everything burned down in Middleton.
I was really young when the high school burned down, but it burned down like, you know, and that was like a big thing. Like the middle and high school actually had to like share a plot. Like it was like they built like an extra small building for the high school on the middle school grounds. And then, but we got like a very plush school. So we had all kinds of, you know, extra classes. Like,
yeah.
I think they taught, like they had like, you know, Spanish and French, which are the normals, but then they had like Russian, Chinese, you know, like they, yeah, Mandarin, I think. Oh,
wow.
You know, Chinese.
But I mean, there were early like Chinese settlers in this area, weren't there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The place I'm from, Garden Valley, was like a,
like
a, you know, they would like there were a lot of Chinese settlers there, and it was like,
yeah, not so. I mean, I actually think Boise has some type of Chinese heritage too from back in the day. I think there's some underground tunnels or something.
In Oregon. It's kind of, yeah.
Oh, I thought there were some here too. There isn't
there. I think there's like a town. I don't know if it's,
I need to be in that tunnel
around here.
That would be awesome. Yeah. There was, we'll have to look
well,
into
Chinese
that.
People are a lot smaller than we are.
Yeah.
Original China. Yeah. I don't want to be in that tunnel. I'll be stuck in that tunnel, right?
I don't know.
I was always real obsessed with those tunnels at like play places. That was always my big thing. When, like, oh, like a McDonald's play area.
Oh,
like the tunnels.
Brittany Haha said Chinden is named after Chinese gardens.
Yeah, yeah, Chinese gardens. And then,
hey, Jack, I don't know how to respond, but hey. Yeah.
Jack Wheeler?
How, yeah.
Oh, hey, Jack, what's up, Jack?
Hello, everybody. People I know.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, there is a Chinese like heritage in Boise. Yeah, I've read about that. And so, Brittany, if you're listening, are there tunnels under Boise that the Chinese people made back in the day?
There should be a tour if there is. A larger person tour.
I feel like
make them a little bigger so we can fit through them.
It's like an Eastern Oregon town has them for sure.
Really?
Has like, yeah, somebody, it was like this weird, I went to like a Bible camp in high school because it was at the Boise Bible College. I took it because you got to like stay at a hotel.
Oh, cool.
And it was like 3 days off work, and you got like a big chunk of free time in the middle. So I was like, I can just sit there and hear about Jesus for a little bit and then go do whatever I want. It was, you know, it was cool. But somebody there was telling me that, like, is that like Baker?
No, oh, maybe like, Baker like City?
Baker City,
Baker City, okay.
We've been there.
Yeah, I feel like it was there or somewhere. Like, I can't remember exactly, though. I wish I could remember the exact town it was. But he was saying, yeah, like, there's even windows on, like, some of the sidewalks that you can look into and you can see the tunnel.
That's cool.
Like, I'll have to look that up because we go to Baker City.
I don't remember.
We stay there
Baker
to go
City.
Skiing and snowboarding at Anthony Lakes.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look into that. And if it's not Baker City, we'll find it.
We'll find your tunnels.
We'll find
Chinese
it.
People.
Well, they have the tunnels in Seattle. I don't know what they're related to.
Underground. Yeah. Well, I mean, Seattle was built and then they built on top of it.
Oh.
Yeah. So they built it up.
So the stuff underneath was like just
original
their old streets.
Town. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like in like Futurama under New York.
Yeah.
It's like old New York. Yeah.
Have you been to New York?
I haven't.
Oh,
I'd really like to go to New
trip.
York.
I want to go back. I've been there once.
And it was a trip.
Yeah. And fun.
Definitely memorize places to go to the bathroom with the codes because there are codes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know the
code. To every bathroom. Yeah. In New York City. Yeah.
Are you not going to make it?
Yeah, I've seen the Twitter accounts that are like, you know, New York bathroom codes or whatever. Yeah.
Like,
I remember I went to San Francisco a few years ago, so I don't know if they're still doing this, but at the Whole Foods, you had to get an app to get in line to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
And really?
Wow. Yeah, you could walk around the store, but if you left the store, it took you out of the queue.
Wow.
So you could walk around the store and then you'd get like a text basically that would like be like, "Hey, it's your turn. You have 2 minutes to get there."
Oh, wow.
And so yeah, he would like run across the store and use the bathroom.
Have you ever been to an Amazon store, an Amazon Go store?
No, it was. I think there are some in San Francisco now, but it was before that.
We've been to them in Seattle, and you have this Amazon Go app, and you go in and you just grab the shit you want,
and
you walk out.
Just walk out, all right.
And then it just charges your account and knows exactly what you grabbed. If you pick up something, put it in your cart, like 10 minutes later, decide you don't want it, you put it back. It fucking knows.
Yeah, refunds you. It's so
crazy.
Weird.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Insane.
Yeah, we did that. secret crazy person.
Yes.
You have one episode out. I watched that episode. When's the next one coming out?
I don't know. I've recorded a few. I'll have them out very soon. I think I'm just going to drop them all so people have stuff to listen to or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did one. I have one coming up with Parker Cron. And
I don't know that name.
You guys don't know Parker Cron?
No, I don't know Parker Cron.
He's
Parker
great.
Cron?
Yeah, I think he has stuff going on Wednesday nights. But I'm trying to get him to come here. So.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But he is real great. He's super good kind of one-line kind of stuff, which is, in my opinion, the hardest stuff to write.
Mark Normandy?
Kind of, or like kind of...
Stephen Wright?
Yeah, or like Mitch Hedberg a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, like, but he's got his own kind of feeling. He's not,
I
don't know, like, because some people just go out and do Mitch Hedberg, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
They even do, they kind of do the voice and stuff, you know, where it's like...
Yeah.
But he's got his like own kind of flavor, I guess, you know,
cool.
but he's... Yeah. He's really good joke writer, which is
cool.
You know, hard to do. I'm not much of a joke writer. Like, I kind of have premises and I like talk about them in a funny way. Okay. Like, I write it and everything, but I don't have like very many like setup punchline kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah. On that topic and going back to the Comedy Central Presents stand up, I'd say my top three of those would be Mitch Hedberg, Anthony Jeselnik, and Nick Schwartzen. All have really
Nick
good.
Nick Schwartzen's is really good.
Yeah.
That's a super memorable one.
Yeah. Have you seen Anthony Jeselnik's?
I don't know if I've seen his Presents. I don't.
Yeah.
I
really
don't remember that.
I don't know if it was a Comedy Central Presents, but I watched it on Comedy Central back
then. Oh, yeah. I've seen his Comedy Central specials. Like the Caligula was one of them.
Not sure what his first one was.
Yeah, I don't remember what the...
I'd have to look it up.
Caligula might be the first one on Comedy Central, but I don't think so.
I don't remember. And Nick Schwartzen, and I don't know if it was a Comedy Central Presents or something that was just on their channel, but...
Oh, Brittany said the history is really racist.
Oh, the Idaho history is really racist? Mm. Oh.
Interesting.
Railroads and stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. I mean.
Well, I mean, yeah.
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 That was before probably he even had like the woke part of Boise or whatever, you know, the more liberal side, you know.
Yeah, we just had northern.
It was still farmland then.
Yeah.
You didn't have your downtown. You didn't have your north end.
Your None lounge at the end of the universe.
Yeah, your Toast and Marshmallow Adventures podcast.
That's right.
They probably didn't even have Uber.
You know? Probably not, yeah.
Or Netflix.
Yeah.
Probably definitely not. Dude, we grew up when none of that existed, so.
Yeah, I feel like. Yeah,
so
Netflix
weird.
Netflix sent out DVDs when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, that's my fucking idiot
I
little
watched
kid,
Muhammad
but, you know.
Ali, like my. Cool Sunday was Muhammad Ali would be fighting and we had a little 13-inch TV which is black and white and I could go upstairs. There was no carpeting. It was plywood. But I'd put out my little TV tray, eat my little TV dinner and we'd watch Muhammad Ali and that was like we were rich. That was that feeling.
Yeah.
Like I am rocking this
shit. Well, I remember that one time too. Yeah, and that's you know, back in the day where we rented a VCR.
Yeah, you'd have to rent VCRs.
Came out because they were like $1,000 before they were like $30 at Walmart.
Yeah, my mom's story was always she lived in like Northern California in a very, very small town. It's Westport. It's like by Mendocino and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mendocino, yeah.
Mendocino County is where it is. But they like shared a VCR, the town, like because it was, you know, it was legit probably like 10 families and like six of them shared a VCR and they would just like pass it around, you know, it was like,
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like they had like a, you know, you get it this week.
Community
this week,
VCR.
This
week.
Wow. Yeah, come cool. watch this movie at my
like
house.
Like a timeshare VCR. Wow. You know, like, it's pretty funny.
That's insane. Yeah. Yeah.
Same with, I think they only had one dial out line for a while. Like when, you know, like
party lines. We had party lines when I grew up. Yeah, so you'd pick up the phone and somebody's on the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll call back.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. That was. It,
but
and it
for
was
her
like,
whole town.
Yeah, for the whole, it was everybody that lived there just because it was remote and they didn't, you know, they're like, we're not going to run a big fucking, you know, telephone.
This is what you get.
Know.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Wow.
I feel like you have tons of stuff to draw from in your comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been trying to write more personally lately, too.
I feel like your
you know?
Whole background could be a bit in
yeah,
some
yeah,
way.
Right, yeah,
yeah.
And possible therapy if you need it. You know what I mean? Because we all kind of like end up like, I'm a little fucked up.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't remember who it was. Somebody was telling me, they were like, it was the early Wednesday mic. They were like, yeah, I came here a few weeks ago. And it was just like, male trauma dumping. Like, it's just, like that was like the whole open mic was just people going up and just like laying out what's going on right now. Which that happened. That's what I love open mics. That, you know, it blows my mind. Some comedians skip a lot of open mics.
Right.
And it's like,
I don't think you should.
Yeah. It's like, that's, you know, it's the time. It's like the gym for, you know, like it's like where you practice your craft.
Work your shit out.
Until you're like in a big city doing, you know,
cool stuff,
nightly spots and stuff. Because that's just not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as listeners, we expect that you guys are just working shit out. Like, we haven't like sometimes we haven't seen it before. I'm like, oh shit, they added that new thing and that was awesome or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're big time consumers of stand up comedy. So yeah, I mean, we're totally down to go to open mic and see someone work out a bit. Yeah. And then, you know, we go to their show the next month and they've fucking
killed it,
you know, fine tuned it a bit. And you're just like, oh shit, they fuck. It's kind of cool to see the process a little bit.
Well, and I take open mics as like, with me being so new in comedy. Sorry, geez. The beer's coming up. but I take open mics as an opportunity to be like, I'm still finding my voice in a major way.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I'll do, you know, the same material, but I'll do it, like, as a different person almost.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean? Like, not, like, really, like, I'm not, like, doing
but
character
in your mind.
Work. But, yeah, it's like I'm, like, being like, what if I was more like this on stage? You know, like, I don't even really have, like, my...
Trying to find your...
Normal thing.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, this is how I tell this joke all the time. Like, a lot of the time, the words are the same, but it's, like, my inflection.
Yeah.
You know, the way I move while I do it and the way I feel about it, I guess. The way I feel about what I'm saying changes a lot. Like, I'll be exasperated about it one time and then happy about it the next. You know, like, something, like... I don't know. It's weird. Like, it's like, there's like writing, I think, is a big part, but I don't think it's everything. I don't know if it's even most of it. Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of weird nuance to stand up. And with music, I didn't feel like it was like that. I'm sure a lot of musicians would defend it, you know, to the end. Like, no, music is just like that. I didn't feel like that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like music was kind of just like, you wrote your songs, and then you went and did them, and you can't really change a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, you played
live,
your thing.
And, you know, I did jazz in high school and stuff, and that was a little bit more, like, you could, with jazz, it kind of lends itself to being, like, you know, you give each other looks and do something different or whatever, you know, but, like, with, like, punk songs, it's like, you could maybe be, like, go yell at them, like, let's do the chorus two more times or whatever, you know?
Right,
But you can't really, like, do everything. You know, you can't, like,
well, you're just
make
up
a
there
drastic change.
By yourself. There's no
it's
drums.
On you
there's no guitar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
There's nothing. There's no singer.
And that's what I like is that you can just, you know, if it's not working, it's like, take a left, you know? Like, do the opposite. And you're able to do that with stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and you know, that's one way of looking at it, is that you're able to do it and it's better, but it's also kind of suckier sometimes because then it's on you, you know, like, if you have a bad show, you can be like, well, fucking the drummer is all fucking drunk. So that's why it sucked.
Yeah.
But with comedy, you're like, that was all me, you know, like,
yeah,
you're walking,
I know.
You're like,
yeah. It is all on you.
I'm the only one to blame.
Yeah.
Have you ever, do you do crowd work at all, or is that
a little bit? I've been getting into it lately. It's like,
is it hard? It seems hard to me.
It, like, depends sometimes. I mean,
can
you know,
you read people kind of like,
and I mean, sometimes you just get something that's like boom, you know, like
it
where you're
just
like, oh, duh,
itself,
you know,
like
you,
oh,
yeah, like the other night, I had what I thought was a pretty good one where somebody, like, I asked, you know, anybody here from Idaho? Like, I was trying to do crowd work, and somebody, or is anybody here not from Idaho? Sorry. And
in Idaho, asking.
Yeah, is anybody in Idaho right now? Are you guys at an open mic? I just pass out. But no, I asked anybody not from Idaho, and, you know, somebody cheered, and I was like, where are you from? And he's like, Alabama. And I was like, oh, so were you just Googling, like, other racist states? And, like, you know, like, it's like you kind of just, you just kind of find something.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, oh, you know, I thought of something immediately, you know, like, but sometimes, I don't know. Like, I don't do crowd work a ton, especially because, like, a lot of mics, you get like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, like, five is
it's not
better,
right,
but it's still like, I don't know if I'm going to waste any of those 5 minutes on, like,
crowd
trying to improv something, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, especially because, you know, I at least need so much practice with my material, you know, like, I'm not, I don't have like a solid act at all. Like, I think I have some good jokes or whatever, but, you know, like, it's not like, like, I'm not like, just like, oh, I'll just do these, you know, like, I don't have,
right,
any just like, oh, I'll just do these jokes.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. Like, all of my jokes, I'm like, I'm still not sure that this is how I'm going to tell the joke. Yeah. You know, like
these aren't fully formed.
Yeah, concepts, or like yeah, or they're not just like that's super completely fair, though. Worked
you
out.
Yeah, in March. Yeah. I feel like yeah, what totally. We've seen is pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah, I've watched you at the open mics, and yeah, I mean, you know,
really funny stuff.
Yeah, and so like I think that's really cool.
And then we read you started in March.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty amazing, dude.
Yeah, and I luckily just I got a lot of opportunities early, and so I kind of had the crunch put on me. Like I did Comic of the Month over at the Mad Swede.
Wait, like, so you started comedy in March and you did Comic of the Month in April. Is that correct?
Totally yep.
Which is that's insane.
Tell us about it.
Well, and I didn't, you know, I didn't win. I didn't do amazing or anything.
You were part of it.
But yeah, I was a part of it and I was kind of forced to get together. I think it was 10 minutes.
Wow.
Of stand up.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, and I, you know, I essentially had like a month to do it. Wow. And I actually didn't really even know I was doing it until I think 4 days before.
Wow. Oh,
so I, there were like three jokes in that set that I had written and never done before.
Wow.
Like it was like,
yeah.
Most of them went all right. It was funny. The way I ended was like terrible, but it actually went pretty good up until just like that last like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And it was, I just had a joke that I haven't really done a ton since just because it's kind of hard to get to the punchline without anyway, it's a joke about like my dad going to prison.
Right.
And it's that I went to his sentencing but not his trial, like his hearings. So I went to like the worst one you can go to where you like find out exactly how long your dad's not going to be around, you know, like even more so than normal, you know, like,
yeah, like, oh, we're talking years.
Yeah. And luckily he got off, he had already been in for something like a year because the legal system moves incredibly slow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, so he had already been in jail for like, I think maybe over a year. Like,
right.
He had gone the long haul of like hearing after hearing after hearing, getting pushed back or whatever. And, but yeah, so by the time he got his sentencing, I think he got something called like a writer.
Oh, we've like, heard about writers.
Yeah, writer, yeah. Did Jake Martin tell you about it?
No.
That's what they meant. No, I hear that's what like all the,
Monica talks about it.
Right. Yeah. I always hear like the, kind of the child molesters, they get the writers.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know if they go in.
Monica's
and
not a child.
Well, no, I think that's not what my dad did.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And Monica didn't either.
Well, I think that's kind of like the complaint, like these people, you know, do these horrific
sexual like treatment
type of assaults, and they go in, get a 6-month writer, and then they're out if they have good behavior and don't fuck up while they're in there.
Yeah, it's essentially forced extended rehab.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Isn't,
you know, like that's more jaily than normal rehab, but but you know, it's not nearly as
intense or
stringent or you know, like, it's not like this.
Is he out now?
Yeah, he's out now.
Oh, nice.
Relationship ish. It's all right. you know, it's good. Like we talk more than
I'm sure most
people that are in a similar position to me
do. Yeah, probably.
But yeah, like you know, we have our back and forth, like, because also, you know, nothing, because, you know, I didn't live with my dad. So the weird thing about like not living with a parent is you kind of like put on a face.
Right.
A lot of the time for that, like, you know, part-time parent or, you know, like the parent that you're seeing the least.
Yeah.
You're able, you kind of just do like,
here I am.
It's easier to please someone for 2 days a month.
Yeah. I'm the model child.
Right.
Yeah. So when he got out of prison the second time, it's like, all right, you know,
here I am.
I'm just going to be me for the most part. Like, I'm not going to like tell him any more than you
try
should. I'm not trying to like one up him.
Yeah.
Like, I did cocaine, dude. You know, like, I'm not like trying to like
go to prison.
Yeah. Fuck. I probably don't worse shit than you, man. You know, like whatever. Like it's like, but you know, like, I'm a lot more open and like just kind of, you know, like we're currently in an argument, you know, I'm just like kind of like dodging each other's calls and stuff, you know, like, just like, yeah, you know.
So if
but
you were to go
together,
Oh.
At some point?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, okay. It'll probably, you know, I don't think it'll ever. I'm it from like that weird type of family where it's like it's you kind of just eventually. Have to make it okay. Yeah. You know, like you just have, like not like.
We're family.
Yeah, like it's kind of just like you have to like at least talk to them for the most part. Like, you know, my other people.
Been to prison. It's all right a little bit.
Yeah, like it's just, yeah, and it's like he's kind of just. Yeah, like it's like, well, he's still my dad. You know, like, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? Like, just,
have
you ever seen any movie where somebody doesn't talk to their dad for most of their life and then reconnects with them? It's usually like this weird, fucked up thing.
Yeah.
I think for me, I'd rather just, and not judging anyone that doesn't talk to their parents, totally cool, not a big deal. But for me, I'm just like, that's going to be such a headache later, you know?
Yeah.
I almost think of it as like a logistical problem where I'm like, I can't like hate one of my parents. Yeah. That's just crazy. Yeah.
I mean, I actually have a personal story of not talking to my father for 4 years. And then, what was it, 2 weeks prior to his passing, I get a call. I mean, because he was a super dick, alcoholic my whole life, blah, blah, blah.
That was my dad.
Yeah. I mean, and then apologies, but not being there, all the shit. And so I get a call 2 weeks prior to his death saying he's had cancer for 10 years.
Shit.
Never told me. So I called him. He was in the hospital. I said, I've always loved you. I didn't ever like you, really. Mm. And he didn't take the opportunity to say that he had always loved me. Also, he said, oh, really? And I said, yeah, Dad. Aww. And then we got off the phone, and that was the last time I ever talked to him. He fucking died 10 years. He had, so we were talking in the time he had cancer. He didn't tell me.
Yeah.
So just if it ever gets to that point, just you got to be ready for what that feels like.
Yeah, and that's weird. That's kind of why I don't cut contact, really. Yeah. You know, like for a few days, I'll ignore his calls or whatever, but for the most part, I talk to him pretty often, and I just, you know, my thing is just like, we don't have to,
it can be whatever
it
you
doesn't
want.
Have to be tense. Like, I'll just talk about movies and shit, you know, like we'll just talk about whatever. I'll just do that, like base level, like, you know, when you hear people at the restaurant and you can't believe they're not talking about anything, you know, like that's how I talk to my dad. It's just like, New Batman was pretty good. You know, like, where it's just like that conversation that you're like, how the fuck are they having that right now?
Now, if you were to go to prison, what would it be for?
I'm going to go to prison. And, I mean, probably drugs. Like, if we're being honest, like, just status-wise. Or, you know, like, statistics-wise. Like,
that's what I'd most likely get in trouble for.
Yeah, I don't think.
Maybe murder.
My murder rate's pretty low.
Burglary.
No.
Unless you were stealing drugs.
I've definitely, as a kid, a lot of the drugs you get are stolen drugs, you know, especially cigarettes. I feel pretty bad for how many cigarettes I stole from my mom.
Like, you need to write her a check or something?
Yeah, I think I'm like, once I can, I'm gonna, $50 would not cover it.
Did she ever notice?
Yeah, no, I'd get in trouble for it and keep doing it.
What did she smoke?
Camel Blues. The 99s. They're lights. Camel Lights is all there.
I mean, when you're poor, those are expensive,
that
though,
seems
right?
Like an expensive cigarette.
What it is there's been a deal for a long time.
Forever.
That's like you get two and you get 75 cents off.
But still not as cheap as like a Parliament.
Yeah, those are. Well, Parliaments
they're generic cigarettes.
Parliaments are weird.
Pall Mall?
Because Parliaments will be $2 at one place, and you'll go somewhere else, and they'll be like $9. Like, it's like some places are like, these are fancy cigarettes. But yeah, Pall Malls are pretty shitty.
Pall Malls have no,
they feel like they're wet.
Yeah.
Like, when you smoke, like, it feels like a wet cigarette. It goes out all easy. It's like, it's a bizarre.
I need some filter.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's up with those. I knew this kid in high school. He was all obsessed. It was weird. He was a hippie. Like a long hair. He was really into like the Rolling Stones and stuff, which I always thought was dumb. It's like, just listen to it. Like, you know, like it's fine.
I mean,
it's fine to like
Rolling
old music.
Stones, they're not great.
Yeah, I'm so glad you'll admit that. So many, and I love the Rolling Stones. That's the thing,
that's
is I love
thing.
Them, but they're like a bad band.
Yeah.
Like, they have a few great songs, like Sympathy for the Devil and what's that one?
I can't get no.
Yeah, but that one's kind of dumb, honestly. Like, you know, like he does that free associating 60s thing, you know, when I'm driving in my car, you know, like it's just like whatever, like just saying shit. It's funny,
Fucking Rolling Stones, with the,
Well, and the fact that they're still doing it, you know, it's like, come on. Like, I don't know. And the people that are paying for it, it's like just...
Yeah, those people.
Yeah.
Those are the weirdos.
That,
I get why they're doing
Kiss
it.
A few years
ago. Yeah, we didn't know any of the songs.
It was
that
funny.
You
thought you knew more Kiss songs, say you went to their concert.
You knew like four Kiss
songs. We knew like one song.
Yeah, it was the last one.
But oh, they didn't do their hits?
They probably
did, but we didn't know. I mean, I think the song from Kiss I know the most is I Wanna Rock and Roll All Night. Yeah. That one, yeah. So they did that. Well, did they do that one?
At the end.
Okay, I would still say they put on a great show.
It was a great show.
Even though we didn't know like a lot of the shit they were playing.
Fans,
you know? Yeah,
because we do not know this song.
There's one Kiss song, I think it's dope. It's the, like... Made for Loving You or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sick one.
Made for Loving You.
That was actually... It's a great song, but I think it's dope. You know what I mean? Like, I put it on and I'm like, I like this song. You know?
Yeah. Those are the two good, best. But, that's all they
I don't know many of the other ones. It's weird because they're all Jewish, right? And I don't mean that in any bad way.
I didn't know that.
But
I know Gene Simmons, I think.
Gene Simmons is for sure. I think they all are, maybe like two aren't or something. Yeah. But there's like this big conspiracy that they're like a Nazi band.
What?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of the logo, Kiss.
Oh.
The SS is like the same as like the logo for the...
God.
And but then there's also like a weird amount of like other evidence. You know what I mean? Like
really?
it's like, but why though? Like why would they...
Yeah.
Like why would that be what you do to secretly... do Nazi stuff. It's like, you do cat makeup and I'll do
I'll wear
we'll pretend to be aliens.
That should be a
platform.
Okay, good.
I'll listen back and read it.
Yeah, should. That's funny. Yeah.
I feel like there's something to that
for sure.
Yeah. You wear the cat makeup, I'll wear the 6-inch platforms.
Yeah, for real.
You know?
I always wanted to get some platforms because I'm like 6'3".
Oh,
so I think it'd be really funny. Yes. Yeah, I slouch really bad, but if I like stand up straight, I'm pretty towering. Like I think I like socially started slouching. You know what I mean? To not be like, what's up, guys? But
he's a social sloucher. Never heard of it. Awesome.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard of a social sloucher.
Well, I made it up, so it's not a thing.
Not a thing. It is now.
But yeah, no, I was very tall in middle school too. Like I was probably already 6 foot by 7th or 8th grade. I shot up very early. Puberty hit me like a fucking garbage truck. You know, like I really just...
your height.
I was that kid, you know, in 5th grade where everybody's like, what the fuck is up with it? Like, I'm like...
Hey,
my voice got lower, like before everyone.
Armpit hair and
although weirdly
grade.
Enough, I don't get any good facial hair.
What?
Yeah, I have like this weird big bald spot right here. It just doesn't grow. Right
See,
in an optimal spot
this
for a
beard. In like 9th grade.
Really? Yeah. That was the one.
And the only place he wants hair is on his head.
Not even like I don't care
like
anymore,
okay,
but
like,
I wish if I weren't gonna have hair in certain spots in my head, it would just all not have hair,
right?
You know, so I didn't have to shave it every morning.
That's true.
Is that is that a common body modification, like just killing the rest? You know?
I think you can get it lasered.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
but I think that's expensive. But like,
probably.
I feel like, if you're not gonna grow it like down the middle. Like, just get rid of the rest.
Yeah.
We don't need it.
That's a joke on you.
It is a joke on me.
Yeah.
But I fucking grow
hair on every other.
Yeah, I grow nose hairs like a motherfucker.
On his shoulders, his back.
Yeah.
Ear hair.
I think I'll get hairy from what I know. Like, you know, the men on both sides of my family
are hairy.
Pretty hairy. I guess it just happens later. You know, like I'll just come out of
nowhere. All of a sudden you're like.
Yeah.
I have to start doing different material because none of it will make sense anymore.
Like, I live in the woods. I got a beard.
You can't do your DoorDash joke if you look like werewolf.
Yeah, right. Yeah, seriously. No, yeah. No, that DoorDash joke, seriously, I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know if it's because maybe it's like some weird curse thing because it was like my first time and it got a bunch of views for being a first time and everything. Like it was I just can't do that joke well. I don't know what it is. Like I'm like and I watch that video, I'm like, that's what I'm doing, you know, or like I'm doing something similar to that. And I just can't. I honestly don't do that joke anymore just because it's like this weird.
It got weird.
It's like a cursed joke. Like, you know, like, yeah, I don't know what happened. Oh. And also, like, five comedians in the scene had a DoorDash joke at the same time. So I was I'll just step out of this. Yeah. You know, yeah. Like,
your joke.
Yeah. Go to Uber jokes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I got to do something.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get out of here. So you were hosting the Mad Suite open mic all of June. You got anything else?
When? What day?
We're in June right now.
Yeah. It's Monday. Okay. Monday at the Mad Suite on Cole Road. The show starts at 8. If you want to sign up and try comedy, it's 7:30 signups.
Oh, cool.
I try not to let the list like you know, the list isn't gonna like fill all the way up most likely. So it's worth a shot if you want to try comedy. Oh, nice,
cool.
And August 8th, I'm gonna be hosting at the Mad Suite downtown.
Oh, nice.
I don't actually think the headliner has been chosen yet or
okay.
I just cool. don't I don't I wasn't given a name for that, but I'm hosting that show.
Nice.
So you could be opening, or you said hosting for
it's
so for a pretty big name.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. That's good shit.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you guys.
The Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Watch him this month. You go to the fucking Mad Suite. See Ian Yearsley there hosting. Thank you for being here. You ready to sign out? I'm signing out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adams.
I'm Wendy Mosier. Hashtag get toasted.
Stay toasted. And thank you for being here tonight, Ian.
Yeah,
thank you.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Oh, yes. Last words. We didn't get to that.
No. Yeah, my podcast. Yeah, Secret Crazy Person.
I'm waiting on the next episode.
I know. I'll have like three at once.
Can
you sign out
of this episode like you did your first episode of your podcast?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, shit. I said something YouTube-y, but I guess like if you didn't like this podcast, you should probably go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And then at the end and said like, great job, Ian.
Oh, no.
Something like that.
Yeah, I said like good job shithead or something. Yeah. I can't remember.
Perfect.
Thank you guys.
We're out.